Welcome to this deep dive. We're here to get you well informed fast. Today, we're looking at something really crucial for any website. Click-through rates. You know, CTR.
That's right. How many people actually click your link when they see it?
Exactly. And we're digging into some analysis from a website called The Marketing Tutor.
Yep. And our goal today is, well, twofold, really. First, why getting more clicks is so, so helpful for your business. The benefits.
Okay.
And second, how these ideas connect specifically to small businesses, maybe like the ones right in your town.
Ah, localization. Okay, let's unpack that. What's interesting about the Marketing Tutor source is that it seems really geared towards, well, not giant companies, right?
Precisely. They mention helping local specialists, small businesses. You see examples like website design in Sherbourne or digital advertising in Dorchester.
Right. So they're clearly working with people who need local customers. Sherbourne, Dorchester, these aren't huge cities.
Exactly. And that's the key thing here. This isn't just theory for some big corporation. The Marketing Tutor shows that improving clicks, even for a small team, maybe in, say, Warminster or Blandford Forum, these strategies are designed for you to boost your local presence, get found by people searching nearby.
That makes it super relevant straight away. So we're talking about how you show up in search results.
Yeah, basically optimizing your little advert on Google, you could say.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting. According to the Marketing Tutor, why should we really care about optimizing those bits, the title and the little description? What are the big wins?
Right. We're talking about the title tag, that blue clickable link, and the snippet underneath it. That's called the meta description.
The sales pitch.
Kind of, yeah. Your mini sales pitch in the search results. And improving that, according to the Marketing Tutor, gives you three main benefits for, well, growing your business.
Okay, hit us with number one.
Number one, more engagement. Simple idea. When people click your link, they, you know, usually spend more time looking at your stuff.
Right.
And that sends a signal to search engines like Google. It tells them, hey, this page is actually useful. People like it.
Yeah.
High engagement is sort of the first proof you're answering the searcher's question well.
Okay, that makes sense. But hang on. What if you just write a super flashy title, like clickbait? People click, hate it, and leave immediately. Does the Marketing Tutor talk about that? Like, do search engines notice that bounce?
That's a really good point. And yes, implicitly, they stress that the title, and especially that meta description, need to accurately promise what's on the page. Which leads nicely into the second benefit, higher conversion.
Conversion, so getting people to actually do something?
Exactly. When your title and description are clear and honest, you attract the right kind of visitor, people who are genuinely interested. So more clicks from that right audience mean more chances for them to, you know, buy something, sign for your newsletter, call you for a quote, whatever you want them to do. Good clicks become customers.
Relevance leads to conversion. Got it. Okay, what's the third big benefit the Marketing Tutor points out?
The third one is better visibility. Think about it. If lots of people consistently click your link when they search for something specific, search engines start to think, this must be a really good answer, maybe the best answer.
Right, authority.
Exactly. So this helps your site rank higher in the search results over time. More people see your business name, your brand gets better known, it improves your overall visibility.
So it all connects. It sounds like making even small changes can start this kind of positive feedback loop.
That's the idea. The Marketing Tutor suggests that simple things like making your titles really clear, maybe adding specific details, can make a difference.
Specific details? Like what?
Well, one quick takeaway they mention is adding things like numbers or maybe the current year to your titles.
So, like top five tips for 2025.
Yeah, something like that. Just including 2025 can make a guide feel much fresher, more up to date than one without it. It can really boost clicks compared to older looking results. It's a small tweak. Big potential impact.
Okay, that's a practical tip. So before we wrap up, time for that final thought to chew on.
Go for it.
Well, the Marketing Tutor analysis mentions mobile optimization being critical, you know, making sure websites work well on phones.
Increasingly so, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for local searches.
Right. So here's the thought. If your local business website looks terrible or loads slowly on a phone, are you actually losing those valuable local clicks before you even get a chance? Are people just scrolling past because it's too much hassle on mobile? Something to think about.